From the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, patchy smoke, otherwise sunny and 84. Tonight, widespread haze and 49 for a low. Tomorrow, hazy, sunny and 81. And by Thursday, patchy fog and 73 degrees expected. 66 degrees now. KQEN news time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It just so happens today is the one-month anniversary since the start of the Archie Creek fire that Tuesday morning right after Labor Day, which changed a lot of lives, impacted a lot of people in the Umpqua Valley, and has left a lot of devastation that's going to take a long time to regroup from. One of the people impacted with us, two of the people impacted with us on the program today. A lot of folks have been asking about Frank and Jeannie Moore as I'm around town, or people will stop by the office here. And Frank is on with us now. We'll talk to Jeannie in a bit as well. Frank, how are you doing out in Glide today?
I'm doing very, very well. Beautiful sky, sun shining brightly, and with joy in our heart to be together.
Now, you built Steamboat Inn years ago, for people who don't know that. Ran it until you guys retired. Before you came to the Umpqua Valley, you were a decorated World War II veteran, part of the invasion on the beaches of Normandy so many years ago. Jeannie has been key to the annual Glide Wildflowers show, known for her knowledge of plants. And together, the two of you are just an incredible fountain of knowledge here in the Umpqua Valley. Talk about that morning a month ago. In fact, yesterday when we were putting this together, you mentioned that even overnight, in the late night, early morning hours going into Tuesday, the winds really kicked up out in your area.
Yeah, I heard the wind blowing, and it was around midnight. I got up and opened the window, and that's when I realized, hey, there's something going on here. Because at that time, the fire had already started.
And at that point, we were dealing with the fire closer to Glide. The other ones weren't really known about yet, but it was kind of obvious early that morning that something was going on. You've been up there for decades. Did this day just feel different to you?
Oh, yes, it really did. I knew something was going to, I knew it was bad.
Jeannie, what about your, what were your thoughts when you heard about the wind, or heard the rent wind yourself?
Frank was the one that got up first, and I wasn't aware that it was that bad until I got up. So I had a little moment of when I thought we were all right yet, but just the way it was, I guess just didn't quite grasp what was going on as quickly as he did.
Well, Frank, that morning, early on, I know at least a couple of people had checked on you early in the morning. But later in the morning, when did you realize that you were going to have to leave?
When did you realize you were going to have to leave, Frank? Well, I know what I think. The Forest Service boy it was also our... somebody else that told us we needed to leave, and there were people I trusted in both cases, and so I figured we were going to leave, but it didn't dawn on me that meant we would never see our property again. I thought it meant something was happening right now, but it wouldn't be the end of everything. But it was.
So what were you able to take with you in just a few minutes?
I don't know what I could have taken. I just didn't dawn on me that I wouldn't be able to come back and get something. I just left. We just left. It was just, they were saying we had to get out of there, so we just left. And so we ended up without anything much extra to wear or anything. We really didn't have it with us. It was crazy for a couple of old folks.
Frank.
Here's Frank back again.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get it so we can be on speaker here, darn it. Just a minute and we'll...
Well, I think we'll be okay like this for now. We can maybe do that during the commercial break. So, Frank, let me ask you, when you were leaving, I mean, that was just a period of just a few minutes where one of the family came and you were gone in just a few minutes, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
What were your thoughts? Jeannie said she presumed she'd be coming back to find everything. What about you?
Well, yes, I did too. I didn't think it would be that critical.
And though the day seemed different with the wind and all of that, as things went on, you got picked up, you went to Glide. How did the rest of that day evolve?
Well, I wondered what was going to be there when we got, if and when we ever got back up home. That, and you know, kind of scared the holy dickens out of me because I didn't like the looks of it when we left.
What was the scene when you left? I mean, could you, was it kind of a wall of flames not that far away?
Yeah, there was some fire right above us there. Yes, right next to the place. And I knew it wasn't going to be good, but I didn't think it would be as bad as what it turned out to be.
Now, if I understand correctly, you went to Glide, but then you had to leave Glide later, too.
Well, we went down down by the country club, across the country club to my nephew, Doug Carl. Yeah, it was later, yeah.
Right. And so you kind of go in from one place to another. In a few days, you found out for sure it was gone. And I don't even have words. I mean, that had to be beyond heartbreaking.
It was, well, heartbreaking is one thing and scary is another, maybe. Because it was really frightening. But I expected that everything would be gone when we got back up there. I really did.
So once you found out for sure that everything was gone, what was your reaction?
C'est la vie. It's such as life. I've always been had an attitude such as that on so many things, you know, and I just thought, well, whatever what is to be will be, and we have to look forward for the best.
But I mean, you got fishing gear, you've got books, journals, I imagine, things like that.
Oh yeah, probably. I don't know. Yeah, extreme valuable stuff that we. And lost a lot. One thing about it, once you lose it, you don't have it, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. Yeah, Jeannie says, as long as we have each other, that's the main thing.
Yeah, and talk about that, because when I talked to you yesterday to set this up, I had heard that you guys were doing well, but, I mean, you were honestly very surprisingly upbeat for having gone through all this.
Well, we still have each other, and we have the family and so many wonderful dear friends, and we live in the, and I've been all over, and boy, I'll tell you, we live in one of the greatest areas in the whole country. So what more can one ask, Kyle? What more can you ask?
For all your work on promoting and educating people about the North Umpqua, about fisheries, and just how you care for the land. What was it like, not just your 80 acres, but to see all the land up the North Umpqua so radically changed?
Well, it comes right back to the point I said a while ago. It's life. Things do change. Nothing is stable. It changes all the time, and we have to adapt to that change.
How much have
I learned? Go ahead.
How much have you gotten to look around at other areas up the North Umpqua aside from your property?
I haven't really looked at much. Well, I've been very negligent about that, but I did get up and look a little bit, and If, you know, I'd burned quite a bit of stuff up there, but nothing. And most of it's not that critical. Jeannie said,
We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Frank and Jeannie Moore joining us from Glide. We'll be back with part two in a moment. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up this afternoon at 1. And State Senator Dallas Hurd on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Frank and Jeannie Moore on with us this afternoon from Glide. And happy to talk to them after what's been an incredibly crazy month. Frank, one of the things I've noticed that you really have focused on in the past 4 weeks is on your relationship with your wife of 77 years. Tell us about that and what it's been like to go through this together.
Well, Jeannie is very, as you know, from some of the things she has done and with the wildflowers and things like that, is a very remarkable woman. And it makes me really dig to keep up with her.
Oh, come on.
Did you hear her there?
I did. Al? Yep. We've got her dialed in now. So what are you guys doing right now? I know you're staying with family. Are you kind of working on a plan for the near future?
Well, I guess the best way to put it is take what we can do and look forward to having life be good for the rest of our life. I think that's the main thing I can say. Jeannie wants to say something here. Wait just a minute, huh?
All right.
Well,
yeah, go
can
ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
I just think we're going to try to see what we can do up there on our property. We haven't decided we can't do that. We'll just have to wait and see, but right now, it's too wintry, and it's really a thing that we'll have to put off for a little while. We'll see what happens.
So, Jeannie, I'm curious. You're known for your knowledge of plants. What's your reaction to seeing what things look like up there?
Plants?
Yeah, I mean, just with all the destruction and how it's impacted the environment.
Well, there is a lot of destruction, but of course, when we're doing plants for the show, it's a different thing. It's hard to know what we'll find. We will find plants that are in a different state. If we're only working on local ones, but of course, we've always with the wildflower show gone. All over in Douglas County to get the different plants. So the usual plan is down to the coast too. And whatever we will. But right now we have to wait and see what happens. The wildflower show weren't able to have it last year. It was just too late. It was just everything happened too fast, or whatever.
How many years had the wildflower show been going on?
Oh my goodness! I don't ask me. I'm too old. it's been a long time. Reggie Miller was the one that started it. All by herself, and oh gosh, don't ask me which year it was. I'm just not at this point ready to say. Frank says somewhere in the 70s, mid 70s.
Wow.
So, yeah,
it's been incredible. Jeannie, I know that you know a lot of people up the North Umpqua. You've probably talked to a lot of folks in the last 4 weeks. How are some of your friends doing up there?
How are our friends, the ones, well, of course, we have renters in our place area, too. We all, of course, have had to leave.
1965.
Oh, Frank said it was 1965 that the year we started the Wildfire Show.
Wow. So you mentioned, Jeannie, your renters and some of those I know that you've had for a very long time, and they've had to cope with this as well.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's true of people all down the road, down from, you know, all the way into Clyde. I know that they had it was very, very they couldn't stay. They had to get out of there. So it was a hard show, I'll tell you, but the people got out. I think everybody, there wasn't anybody that didn't get out. So that was a wonderful part of it.
Yeah, and that is surprising. Certainly in other areas, some of these other fires, that hasn't always been the case. Why don't you hand the phone back over to Frank?
Here he comes.
All right.
Here he is.
So,
hello.
So, Frank, we've got about 3 minutes left on the program. I mean, this is like, you're 97, Jeannie's 94. This is a kind of a big curveball to have hit your direction right now.
Well, in my judgment, that all of life can be a curveball. And, you know, heck, God, when I feel that we have been blessed to have had the life we have had since, you know, I was in the invasion in Normandy and got to come back from that. And I got to be in Berlin when we took Berlin. And I have had a remarkable life. And Jeannie has shared most of that life with me, except, you know, of course, when I was over in Europe, she wasn't there. But we have had a remarkable life together overall. And our kids with us, you know, our kids have been a blessing.
And you got
really
to
really have helped us a lot.
You got to go back over to France a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah, I've been back a couple times since I was there during the war. And I was honored very, very highly. You know, they really treated me with much respect in England and France and Luxembourg, Belgium, all over there. They packed us around on a trip when I went back.
Wow. You as a couple, you're probably two of the most well-known people in the Umpqua Valley in terms of knowing folks all over the place, yet you stay so down to earth.
Well, I guess, but I wouldn't say down to earth, maybe just we live life. I'll put it that way. We love to live life and love people.
And you're known for how well you treat people, whether they're just average folks, whether they're well-known folks. Seems like you treat everybody equally well.
Well, what else can one do? You know, even the most influential people are still people. And I know some of them, of course, want to be treated as, quote, royalty. But most people, even the most famous people, love to be treated as just human beings. And at least that's what we've found out. And some of the most famous people in the world are, they love to be just treated equally.
We've got about 30 seconds left, Frank. For people around the Umpqua Valley that are dealing with this, what would you say to encourage them?
You mean with the COVID and all that? Or?
Well, and with the fire situation and everything else going on.
Well, just
I think I tried to say it earlier, but I had old marathon philosophy, never a care for tomorrow's fair, but take what you find today and make the most of it.
All right, Frank and Jeannie Moore on Inside Douglas County joining us live from Glide. Guys, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much. And we sure love, we are grateful we moved to Douglas County so long ago. And what a, it's a beautiful place to live. And the people that are here, we are all very blessed.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, we are off the air radio. That came out.